we have a major struggle in our world today, particularly against us who are younger. I want to be honest with you. Everybody is looking for how to use you to reach their own end. When MTN calls you family, they don't mind. They are not doing that because they want you to be part of the family. They just want you to buy more credit. That's what they're after. So everything's bling, 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 bling today. Bling, 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 bling. And we need some of this different voice that will. Don't worry, they'll take care of it. That's a different voice. We need some different voices that some of you are sitting down there. I know while he was talking, you are skeptical. Yeah, so be different, slow down. Who want to be slow? Now, can I ask you a question? How many of you plan to live long? Can I see your hands? You plan to live, okay, 80, 90 years, right? Do you like to have everything the first 30 and then the last 60 of your 90 years? Which one do you prefer? Is it to have some balancing and struggling now and enjoy it later? Which one do you prefer? Some of you said, I don't prefer anymore. Pastor, why can't I have it from day one up to the last day, 90 years old? Tell your neighbor, you cannot be a human being and do that. Tell somebody that you cannot be a human being and have it like that. If you are 25 years old, the first 10, 15 years of your life are practically useless, living in your father's house. How many of you are still living at home? Relax. I'm not embarrassing you. How many of you are still living at home? You're still in your parents' house. Come on now. Don't be ashamed. Honor your parents. How many of you are still living with your parents? It's so sweet not to pay house rent. Am I right? It's so sweet to go to the kitchen and find food there. Right? Anybody like me? Like my daughter, she was just finished school, and then she went to Lagos to stay with her other siblings. Then she told my wife, Mommy, I want to come home. Because a woman. My wife said, when your body finished, you want to come home. She said, not really, but part of it. It's great to be able to have people around you to meet your need. But if you're going to live for 90 years, you're going to be a grandpa and a grandma. And if you are going to plant cassava, it's for 3 years thereabout, you cut it off. If you're going to plant, listen everybody, you're going to plant cocoa that will keep bringing harvests. Years and years, 40, 50, 60, 70. The very first 5 years, you don't see any fruit on it. If it is corn, 3 months, by the second month, you can see bearing of fruit, am I right? You can see by the 2.5 months, there should be something on it, am I right? By the third month, but second year of cocoa, nothing. Palm tree, nothing. Third year, fourth year, fifth year. And then they now bear fruit all through. How many I want to be cassava or cocoa? Which one? If you want to be cassava, can I see your hands up? I want to be cocoa that will last long, 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 long. Can I see your hands up? I don't want to be anything. Okay, drop dead. You know. Now, that's why, please listen, everybody. That's why I asked Prof to come to talk to you. Do you know why? Because the word godliness is from the word God-likeness. And only one person lasts all through is God. Only God lasts everlastingly. We even call him everlasting God. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I want to show you a verse that is a little bit threatening. Let's go to Exodus 20. Can you get my Bible, Yomi? Let's look at verse 5. I hope I'm correct. Please look up on the screen. This screen is not coming on. Is anything happening? Any change of power or something? Yes, sir. Huh? That's an issue. Did it affect the TV? I didn't hear. That's why you put it off, not to affect it. Thank you very much. Can you set your neck to this side? You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Wow. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who what? Those who hate me. Look at next verse. But showing mercy to what? To those who what? So there are two types of people in life. There are those who love God and those who hate God. Now, when Prof was talking, if you shrug your shoulder and say, oh, I don't care about that kind of a thing, you are labeled as the hater of God. If when you are when talking, you say, ah, that's true, I need to really consider this. So you are loving God. I can't see your heart, but God can see your heart. Now, God said, if you choose to shrug your shoulder like that, you will not only suffer, your third, your child will suffer of your misbehavior, and your grandchild will suffer of your misbehavior, and your great-grandchild will suffer of your misbehavior. Now listen, if you love God and turn over to God, God said, your thousand generations, if this word tarry, that means you will be blessed, your child will be blessed, your grandchildren will be blessed, and your great-grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. It won't stop on the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh. It's going to be 1,000. Now, a study was done in the U.S. Listen to this. A study was done in the U.S. They picked two families around 1,700 and watched them. The first family, the man at the top didn't care about God. Didn't care about God. He was a criminal. He was famous. He was rich. He was a criminal. The second person was an average person who is godly. They traced their stories. Are you listening, everybody? This is a true story. They traced their history to around 28th century. 19, remember? Out of that criminals, there were many bank robbers, fraudsters, cheating politicians, corrupt landlords, fraudsters, accountant. They checked the godly man. They found one vice president of America, but five senators, many, many outstanding business persons, great professionals. What's the difference? Godliness, like he said, is like planting seed. You think that you get away with it. Now, let me drop a bombshell. Those guys who do Yahoo Yahoo, they are going to suffer. Their children will suffer. Their grandchildren will suffer. They think they are fooling anybody else. Do you know what? When somebody struggles to make money, that is her life. And she put it in an account. And you broke into the account and you take the money out. You are not taking the person's money. You are taking their life they spent to earn that money. Nigerian politicians that they earmark money for the road or for hospital and they take the money. You know what God will count? God is not counting the dollar. God is counting how many children will have been in that hospital that died. That's scary. When I talk like this, people say, Pastor, you are dangerous. Can I make you laugh? One guy started coming to church, our church, sometimes he goes, so they told me, I said, how did you come to church? He said, you know what? I came to church because something happened in our compound. Huh? What? He said, There were these Yahoo guys living in our compound, about two or three of them. So somebody in our compound comes to Rock Foundation Church and invited them to church. I said, the day they came, you were teaching and you stopped. Start talking about Yahoo Yahoo. And you went toward them where they were seated and you're talking to them. I don't remember if I did that. I didn't know them. He said, when service was over, those guys literally crawled out. See, ain't coming back here anymore. What kind of guy is this that will come to you, lose your job? I don't. You know, this happened to a lot in church. People will tell me, I was coming to go and see you, and then I got to the service, I just knew what I should do, and I just have my answer. Like one time, years ago, this is how it started years ago. I was talking in a small meeting like that, church, this husband and wife just fought before they came to service. You hear me? They fought before they came to service. So I was teaching, and I said, like, brother came fighting with his wife. The wife came and said, we fought before we came to church. Oh, that happens to me a lot. You know, I just enjoy that from God. I remember that same year in a mortuary, there was one woman, life had been tough for her. Her husband was crazy. And she was looking for money back to take care of her family. And one man just talked to her and said, look, let's be going out together. Man friend, woman friend, came up with a Benz and came to her and said, jumped in. And he said, can we be going out together? I said, let me go and think about it. She came to church. I remember, I just put my hands on the pillar of that church. I said, hey, don't do that. He won't pay you. That guy won't pay. I was too cold. How many of you that happen to you in church? Sometimes I say something that will just get across to you. Anybody like that? Don't worry. I'm part of the rest of you. Oh no, it's not for bad. It's not for bad. I want to just encourage you. What I'm saying in essence is this, very simple. When you start practicing godliness, it pays you for years. Your children will enjoy it. That's why juju won't work on you. Juju won't work. There are juju. Are you hearing me? There are juju. And in my village, when you travel abroad, you don't want to come back, they just call your name. Say, see, they call three times. Don't pack your load. When I was growing up, my father said, they are not based on feelings or environment. For instance, on this planet, there is law of gravity. Whether South Korea or America, it's the same principle. Am I right? Now, knowing fully well that it has to do with principles, at the center of godliness is the Bible, because this is where the principles are. Correct? So, practical number one, the principles of God's word, this Bible, is where godliness starts from. You just can't be godly by yourself. Since he said that it's living life from the perspective of God's principles. So at the center of godliness is this book. Principles. Are you hearing me? Now, but somebody also is there in that living life from God's perspective. So God's, this is the book from God for us. Christianity is the only religion in the world. Where you live from the book.